上面那段的比喻呢，有些教友之前都問過我，那是不是耶穌很讚美這個咁奸嘅管家好精明，咁就表示係我哋咁樣做啊，咁樣咁當然唔係啦。但係佢用呢個辦事精明呢樣嘢咧，咁就好似耶穌讚歎佢咁做嘢法喎，咁即係呢個直覺啫。咁當然大家知道唔係。當然耶穌唔願意什麼事情都不公義，要樣都公義噶嘛。咁耶穌只係話，跟随世俗的事物呢，我们无所不用其极达到目的。调翻转头，为天主国又出了什么力呢？你是不是随遇而安呢？有没有努力行呢？这条窄路是不是不想行呢？行下行翻转头呢，这个是值得我们反省的。因为跟随主，耶稣都讲过 天国的门那条路是窄的嘛，不是那么容易行的嘛。那他说世俗之子为了得到他的利益尽办法，那我们跟随主有没有尽办法呢？又差不多舒舒服服走天国路呢，真的不舒服的。有天主国路呢，第一你要宽恕，因为绝对不舒服的，伤害你人性，你自己的感觉嘛。他对你不好，你第一个问题是我怎么对他好，他这么差，因为我要爱他，要宽恕他。我们行很难行的，即耶稣行到这一步，所以耶稣说你跟我学习吧，我们有一个导师跟他学习而已，我们是力有不逮的。我哋更加要祷祈祷，得翻呢份力量，一份谦卑。如果唔系嘅时候，走天国路咧，真系好难行。咁所以今天耶稣系佢冇俾我哋宽渠大道，样样都冇问题，你就要找紧机会，你就要克己。克己意思受斋祈祷咯。你不祈祷乜滞，亦都唔点样守斋，自然呢啲恶嘅势力咧，周围我哋周围咧好难跨越嘅，所以我哋要主动出击咧，呢个系最好嘅方法。So many people ask the question with parable. This is as if he's praising the servant.Writing down, you know, 100 to 80 or to 50, it's cheating. But Jesus say, people, they want to get what they want, even by cheating. Well, how about you people? You follow me. You don't use anything, you don't think anything. You just follow. You have to use your way. You have to use all the means to acquire this calling of Jesus. Every day, lots of things that you have to overcome. All the time, we don't have a really peaceful heart. Thanks a lot. Whatever is not peaceful, it's a challenge.When you follow Jesus, even things are not easy, it shouldn't be difficult. Because only with the Lord, we can overcome anything.